The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Hello, everybody. It's Mando Richard here, and welcome to the Music Room on WVUD. Tonight, we've got a special treat. Back on October 20th of 2013, I went up to Berwyn, Pennsylvania, and sat in and listened and talked with folks who wander around the Delaware Valley playing gypsy jazz in the style of Django Reinhardt. Just do a search online if you're not familiar for Django Reinhardt, D-J-A-N-G-O. And Reinhardt is R-E-I-N-H-A-R-D-T. Django was born to Romani, or gypsy parents, in Belgium in 1910. And he died outside Fontainebleau, France, in 1953. He and Stefan Grappelli, the violinist, were invited to form a band, the Quintet du Haut Club de France, and one of the bands that had an original sound. Instead of percussion section, you'd have 2 to 3 rhythm guitar players. This music's a lot of fun to play and a lot of fun to listen to as well. As we get underway, let's join them with Swing 39, already in progress, here on the Music Room on WVUD. Welcome to the Hot Club Taransky.
Hot Club of Taransky.
Why don't you tell me who you are and tell me a little bit about why you guys are playing these guitars with the funny sound holes.
My name is Josh Taylor. I'm from Reading. The guitars were modeled from the Selmer guitars that Django Reinhardt used to play back in the 30s. So the idea is to project sound from an acoustic instrument.
Well, it seems to project differently than the traditional, what American people are used to seeing with the dreadnought guitar with the big hole.
It's a little bit of a snappier sound, and a lot of the emphasis on the right hand to really project and kind of get a More of a snappy sound than maybe the dreadnought-shaped guitars.
I don't know who you are, but you play bass a lot better than I do. What do you have to do in the bass section? I mean, because it's like you got to keep a steady rhythm going. You don't want to overshadow what's going on, but you still got to keep that line moving.
That's correct. My name's Trey LaRue. I'm also from Reading, and it's actually nice because I'm normally playing with a duo, so I have to do a lot more. Playing with this, so I have all these rhythm guitars. It lets me actually play bass and not worry about trying to, I don't know, overreach, I guess would be the word. Hold down the bottom end, so to speak.
It seems like Django and Stefan, they were usually playing in what, a quintet or a sextet?
Quintet.
Yeah. Quintet format. So, I mean, there was a bass and
two guitars.
Two rhythm guitars and Django and Stefan.
Oh, three guitars.
Three rhythm guitars.
Sorry, three. And I counted wrong. Or a bass, or sometimes a bass.
Yeah. Three guitars, including Django.
Right. So the rhythm, I mean, if you listen to the music, that it's La Pompe, which really takes the place in gypsy jazz of the drummer. It's a very percussive sound, and when Django and Stefan got together, this idea of playing jazz with string instruments, they didn't want to use drums, so the rhythm guitar really takes that place of that snare pop, so it's really a very muted percussive sound on the 2 and the 4 beat. That makes his style kind of unique. David Taransky, and I'm hosting the jam this month.
That was Deuce Ambiance. Now let's talk to the fiddle player.
You were doing a fine job on the violin. I mean, even relaxing.
Well, I'm Bill Nixon. I play a lot of different genres of fiddle. I play some bluegrass, and I play some classical, and play some standard jazz. So I get a lot of exposure to different kinds of fiddle music, and I really like gypsy music, though. I think gypsy music really brings out the best in fiddlers, you know, like Stefano Grappelli and Joe Venuti and guys like that. I mean, really brought the fiddle into jazz music, and they did a really good job of it.
Well, John Blake has played.
We know him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I usually say that playing jazz fiddle is an entirely different skill than playing classical fiddle, and it doesn't cross over. You're playing classical music, you'll get your technique, but in order to cross over to playing jazz, you just have to learn a whole, practically play a whole different instrument, and it's really challenging.
You're wearing a t-shirt that I think we should discuss.
Okay. My name is Michael Nikolidakis. I live in southern New Jersey in the Philadelphia region. The t-shirt you're referencing says Django in June in Northampton, Massachusetts. Django in June is a festival, basically a workshop where they bring in some of the best players on the world stage to teach and also hang out and play, give concerts, but also people who have also been bitten by the proverbial Django bug all seem to assemble and play through the night and for about 5 days. So Northampton, which is an all-girls college, all-women's college, gets descended upon by mostly men, but not entirely, to play swing from the 30s and 40s a la Paris and Stefan Grappelli. So the gentlemen that I met here, that I met there, are here. This is Josh Taylor and Dave Taransky. We've basically started this jam just after the camp last year where we met. We were all there for the first time, and we're able to keep this music going because up until then, I know I hadn't found anybody to jam with in this style. And, you know, once we went up there, we all connected and kept it going, even though there's a little bit of miles between us at times. We drive, and once a month or so, we get the jams going. And, of course, we do gigs, all rotating groups, and it's been a lot of fun.
Everybody ready? Yep.
If you're interested in this kind of music,
there are some festivals we should tell you about. The Django Gypsy Fest will in York, Pennsylvania, Saturday, June 7th of 2014. So it's usually around that time every year. It's actually held in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania, outside of York. And for more information on that, you can go to DjangoGypsyFest.com. That's DjangoGypsyFest.com. The festival that Mike talked about is actually held at Smith College, which is located in Northampton, Massachusetts. It's called Django in June. The 2014 dates were June 16th to the 22nd. For more information, go to djangoinjune.com. Now let's let the guys go back to Javallo Swing in the music room on WVUD.
You did a great break on Zvalo's Swing.
Well, thank you. I'm John Davis. I'm out of Downingtown, Pennsylvania. I'm relatively new to this style of music, but I've been listening to it for a long time. It's I play it on mandolin, which is a little bit different. Find it a bit of a challenge, actually. It's a lot of what I play is melodic, and I thought I knew my chords, thought I knew my theory, until I got into this and found out I knew nothing. It's a whole new vocabulary. Trying to do it with four strings, although it's the same as the fiddle, it's not at all, because we're trying to do chords, we're trying to do full chords, but of course we don't have all the strings to do them with, so you sort of bank on the guitars and other instruments to find the chords for you while you play the embellishments. It's a lot of fun. It really is.
Your fellow member of the mandolin section, Fred Freyer, I was noticing a couple of times it was almost like what you and John were playing in the rhythm section was sounding like a tinkling of a piano above the pump.
Well, you gotta find your space, you know. I like John, I'm sort of a rookie or an undrafted free agent, if you will, you know, to this style of music. So I'm learning a lot by coming to these kinds of jams. What the mandolin has to do is fill in those extra spaces, because the guitars are really providing really strong rhythm and obviously all the notes in the chord. So the mandolin has to you know, find the three-note chords that really complement what they're doing.
Lou DiPietro from Ridley Township, Pennsylvania. And I've also been bitten by the Django bug, and I happened to make Django in June, too, only my trek took me to Django's hometown of Samois in France last June, and me and my friend Barry Wahoftek, we made the trek over there, and we found ourselves in the front of Django's house in Samois, playing in the street there, and the crowd just gathered, and other Django files, they gathered with us, and we had a great time. The mayor even paid us to play up in the town square there. And it's just that this music is timeless. Django lost his Stefan Grappelli during the war when Stefan stayed in London. England, in London, and Django ran back to France, Paris, and there he had to replace him, and he picked up a clarinet player, kind of like we did here today. He picked up a Hubert Rostag, who did some, Django did some of his best stuff, I think, during the war with Nuage and with Deux clarinet, Dos Ambiance and Belleville and Swing 41, Swing 42. I just love this music, and it's we all come from different walks of life, different places, but the music, the Django's music brings us all together. It's a good thing.
I'm gonna walk over to the clarinetist. And you, this is one of your first times playing with these guys?
Second time. I'm new to this kind of music. I play traditional Eastern European Jewish music and some Romanian gypsy music, which is quite different than Manouche, which is this style.
Well, there's still some shared heritage, isn't there?
More than shared heritage. No, this has really got the spirit of it. It's very beautiful music, and the clarinet has been involved in it. It kind of copies the fiddle. And I'm listening to the, Bill, who's a great fiddle player in this, and I'm kind of playing a second part, and sometimes I'll come out and solo. My name is Dave Kutzik, and I live in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia.
How many different Django-style bands are represented here today?
Well, Josh, Michael, and myself, David, and Bill, have a quartet, and we play in Reading under the name Django-holics Anonymous. Bill plays in a band with Ernie Pugliese, who comes to this jam but is not here today, and Wanamaker Lewis is called Zazu, and they're a local gypsy jazz band, and then some of us have also gigged with Hot Club of Philadelphia.
We all play with the Hot Club of Philadelphia too.
Thank you.
Django.
My thanks to everyone in the Delaware Valley Django Jam. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, go to sites.udel.edu/TMR. We'll be back next week with another episode here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Out of here before you guys do something else I like.